obeisances unto the lotus feet of
our beloved Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose infinite mercy we are all being given the blessed opportunity to be assembled here today to pursue the perfection of life, Krishna consciousness. With all gratitude of our hearts, we wish to offer our lives at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada to assist him in his most merciful service to his Guru Maharaj of giving Krishna consciousness the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all suffering souls throughout the entire world. I especially would like to thank and welcome our most exalted special guest, His Holiness Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj. One of the senior most of all the intimate servitors of Srila Prabhupada, who has performed such extraordinary austerities and sacrifices in his selfless service to Srila Prabhupada, and who is certainly a great pillar supporting the true Siddhanta of the Hare Krishna movement. Let us all very graciously and enthusiastically welcome. And we have a very special guest, Srimati Lakshmi Moni Devi Prabhu. My very, very senior god sister, who is like the mother of the universe. She has been steadily and faithfully serving Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas from practically the very beginning of the Hare Krishna movement. She's really an example of what Srila Prabhupada wanted all of us to become. Completely faithful and devoted to the service of the Vaishnavas. She has one of the most amazing services, in fact. She has an ashram. Angelic goddesses who are being trained so wonderfully in Krishna consciousness. What no one thought was possible, Lakshmi Moni Prabhu is doing. A whole ashram of teenage American and European Matajis. And they are all so blissful and so happy. And we're so honored that she has accepted our invitation and come today. Let us very graciously welcome her to And whatever we have said about Lakshmi Moni also applies to Srimati Akuti Devi Prabhu. I was fearful to ask her to come up to sit. Is she here? Could you stand, please? If you would like to sit up, everyone kindly welcome her. We also have His Grace Sriman Gaur Shakti Prabhu, who is in, he is actually the leader of the Mayapur development program for the construction of the new temple. He's taken tremendous responsibility, and we all know him because he comes every year. Let us welcome him very graciously. Each year we assemble here in Pune. Our purpose is to purify our hearts. It is not a vacation, not as ordinary people think, a holiday where we seek sense gratification and some break from the monotonous life of the material world. We come here on the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representatives to pursue the goal of life. The goal of life is self-realization. The process in which we attain that goal is through the performance of tapasya. Chaitanya, tapasya is joyful. What people had to do in previous ages was so difficult. Thousands of years of meditation, spending one's whole life accumulating wealth in order to perform various types of yajna. Very, very strict, difficult forms of puja. But in this age of Kali Yuga, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the opportunity to achieve the same result simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Therefore, Lochan Das Thakur has sung, Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nithai Gaura Chandra Kevala Ananda Kanda, that these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they have descended into this world to bestow upon all living beings without discrimination of who is qualified or who is not qualified, by giving the supreme mercy. They have given the opportunity for everyone to gain entrance into the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan. And the tapasya, the austerity that is required, is simply joyful. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Srila Prabhupada explained, Lord Chaitanya's process is chanting, dancing, and feasting. It is so pleasing to the heart. But unfortunately, in this age of Kali Yuga, even chanting, dancing, and feasting is an austerity. But if we simply apply our attention with eagerness, we can experience the bliss of spiritual life. This Pune Yatra only has three functions: chanting, dancing, and feasting. For the next 4 days, please, Forget all your management meetings. Forget what's in the newspapers. Forget what's on your email. Forget the problems in your house. Just absorb your souls. Forget your exams and your studies and all of these other things. Because they are temporary, like bubbles in the ocean. They will all burst into oblivion within a few moments. Let us concentrate our attention on the real essence of life, the glorification of Krishna. And of course, we have so many other responsibilities, services that are very sacred to perform for Krishna throughout the year. And we should take them very seriously. But during these 4 days of the Pune Yatra, there is only 3 services, chanting, dancing, and feasting. We come here because we want to become spiritually surcharged by Krishna's holy name, by Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's teachings, and Krishna's devotees. It is our hope that devotees become so transcendentally surcharged with enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness that throughout the whole year they can surrender so much of their hearts and their lives in Srila Prabhupada's service. Therefore, it is our very sincere request that not a moment is wasted during these precious days that we are together. We should not speak anything except the glories of Krishna and the Vaishnavas, and how we could best serve Krishna and the Vaishnavas. All other discussions should wait at the gate until we are ready to leave, please. And we should try to inspire and encourage one another to take the full blessing of the Lord, because the Lord reciprocates according to how we approach Him. And our approach should be full of enthusiasm. When we are hearing Hari Katha, we should be eager to hear, anxious to hear. We should stay awake. And we should help each other. And what is the best way to serve another Vaishnava during the class? To be so eager, to be so enthusiastic, so responsive, that energy becomes contagious and makes everyone enthusiastic, eager to hear. We should be like starving men and women in the desert, longing to drink the nectar of Hari Katha through our ears. We should understand to hear this message with a receptive heart. It's a matter of spiritual life or death. It is emergency. Death could come at any moment. There are too many examples of that truth. During the kirtans, the material energy will give us so many innumerable excuses why we should not participate wholeheartedly. We may be tired. We may be hungry. We may have eaten too much. We may have slept too much. We may be a little sick. Or somebody may have said something to us that has put us in anxiety. Or we may just be feeling so many reasons of depression or laziness. However, Krishna has given us one good reason why we should participate.
wholeheartedly,
because it is your service to Guru and your service to the Vaishnavas. Whatever you do is preaching. If you're standing, you're very loudly saying by your example, everyone stand, everyone sit, no one chant. But if you are chanting and dancing, the goal should be that by the end of the Puna Yatra, you have no voice to even whisper your name. And you have to be carried to the railway station. This should be the goal we are striving for, that we just give all of our energy to the last drop to glorify Krishna and to inspire the devotees through the congregational chanting of the Holy Name. Also, it is very important that we serve the devotees with great care and humility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu essentially taught three principles: the congregational chanting of the holy names, tasting the sweetness of the holy names, showing compassion to conditioned souls, and serving the Vaishnavas. These are the three very essential principles of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. The chanting of the holy names is the basis of our spiritual progress. However, that cannot be done without getting the mercy of Krishna through serving devotees. Trinarapi sunichena, tarorapi sihishvina, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahadi. What it means to serve is to put your ego aside. If we go deeply into the understanding of what seva means, it means to abandon your false ego. On an external level, service is to just do what you're told, or to just try to please someone. That is very good. But there will be the obstacle of the false ego that comes. And the depths of our service is when we are willing to actually put ourselves last, to put our Prabhu or our master first in front of us. Are we willing to accept inconvenience to give another devotee convenience? Are we willing to accept pain to give another devotee pleasure? Are we willing to wait so that another devotee doesn't have to wait? Are we willing to put aside our own anxieties and speak very pleasingly to bring another devotee out of his or her anxiety? To serve means to try to uplift, to please other Vaishnavas. During these days, let us all really, really concentrate our full energy on pleasing the devotees and serving the devotees. It is our great hope that during this yatra, the fruits that all of us taste for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. A very, very profound commitment to dedicating our lives to assisting Srila Prabhupada in spiritual With great shame, I sit before all of you. For we have gathered together to glorify the causeless mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was a vessel of the unlimited compassion of all of the previous acharyas. It was through his profound surrender to the instruction of his spiritual master that all of us have received access to the love that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give to the world. We have come here together to appreciate how the mercy of Srila Prabhupada has come into our lives. By his great power, his mercy can even somehow inconceivably manifest through one who is so unqualified and so fallen in the condition of this material existence. When I hear your very beautiful words, I feel simultaneously very indebted and encouraged for your kindness in trying to help me to continue to serve with greater determination our beloved Guru Maharaj. At the same time, it is quite clear within my own heart that I have so much more that I have to do in my life to qualify myself to be a proper servant of all of you who are Srila Prabhupada's servants. So please know that I am very grateful to all of you for giving me this very inconceivable form of purification on this day. My very beloved, exalted senior God brothers and God sisters have gathered together today amongst us, coming from distant places, somehow or other, to try to encourage me. And how grateful I am to them. Our lives belong to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The greatest glorification that can be made is to very carefully preserve the teachings of Srila Prabhupada within our hearts and assist him and his servants in distributing that message as an act of compassion to the suffering souls of this world. It is my very heartfelt prayer at the lotus feet of all of the assembled Vaishnavas that please do not allow Maya to divert your attention from the true path of bhakti. At every moment, material energy is devising methods to personally distract you and me away from the service of Sri Guru and Gauranga. And Maya's most powerful tool, as Srila Prabhupada has said, is to somehow create disharmony and dissension amongst the devotees themselves. For our unity is our greatest strength, so long as we are unified in the pure principles of Krishna consciousness. It is my great hope that I could surrender my lives to help all of you become such devotees that Srila Prabhupada is proud. Please be the servant of the servant of the servant. Do not allow the false ego or any of Maya's other agents to distract you from the pure life of the servant of the Vaishnavas. Work together in harmony and respect, not only amongst your God-brothers and God-sisters, but amongst all of your greater God-brothers and God-sisters throughout the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Worship and honor not only that small soul who Srila Prabhupada is somehow or other revealing himself to you through, but honor and worship all of those exalted personalities who have taken Srila Prabhupada's mission as their life and soul. This is possible if we keep our sadhana very pure, following the four regulative principles, and every day very attentively, carefully, with a rigid vow, chanting our 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, hearing those discourses from other senior devotees, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, and helping encourage others to be Krishna conscious. With these simple principles, we will have the strength to remain united in the service of our beloved Master and Savior, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is my very sincere prayer at the lotus feet of each of you. Please take this Krishna consciousness movement as the most serious part of your life. Do not allow any other consideration in your existence to take prominence over service to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Chant Hare Krishna. Be the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. And go to whatever length possible to help Srila Prabhupada to show compassion to the fallen souls of this world. Our life and our soul is this principle. I again would like to thank all of you for coming today and encouraging me in my service to all of you. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry. Address is International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chowpatty, Bombay 400007, India.